the vaccination issue, though, really fits into something else that we've been working on a lot here at the CCLE, and this is this, the idea of what we're calling neurocops. Essentially, there are now drugs that are being produced which are designed to do the following, which is to go into the person's body, go up, pass through the blood-brain barrier, and attach to particular receptor sites in the brain that illegal drugs usually go to. So, for instance, there is a drug now that's called SR-14-17-16 that goes into the body, plugs into the receptors in the brain that the marijuana molecule would normally plug into. And by doing that, it keeps the marijuana molecule from getting there and thereby blocks the high that people are seeking when they smoke marijuana. Mm-hmm. Now, why would the government or pharmaceutical companies be creating a drug like that? Well, it's obvious it's being done because we're in the middle of a huge, raging national and international drug war.
Which I don't think we're winning at all.
Well, nobody does. It may, in fact, be designed so that you never can win it, and therefore you can always police it. You can always send combat ready people to other countries and insert them.
And how about you can always sell it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's a huge underground market. Where does all the funding go? Something like $400 billion, I believe, is the amount of money associated with the underground world of illegal drug selling. Now, none of that money can be tracked. It's all, who knows where it's going to be used by arms, so on and so forth.
You know, Richard, I have advocated, by the way, doing away with the Internal Revenue Service, just getting rid of it and going to a use tax and make it fair for some who don't have the income stream or the money. But because there's so much in illegal drug money, billions, as you said, billions of dollars flowing through the system that does not get taxed, all of this money is being used to buy things. Boats, you know these people running around with these great $2,000 suits. If you had a use tax, we'd at least make money on that, don't you think?
That makes sense. It just sounds like it'd be a lot simpler than filling out, pages and pages of forms every year.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about any of that. Maybe just a little Social Security would come out of your check or something like that. I can live with that.
Yeah, this sounds reasonable. I'm not a tax expert, but I could see how that might work. The drug, like I was mentioning, SR-14-17-16, which is the drug, that's what the name of it now, for stopping the marijuana high, is not unique. There's other drugs that are in the same class designed to stop the effects of other drugs that the government has declared illegal. And what this whole field of anti-drug drugs is bringing into fruition is the possibility of policing, again, through internal bio-neurochemical modes or means. So such as, in the future, if you don't want somebody to take a drug, it's not going to be that you have to station police throughout the neighborhood and bust the drug dealers. You can simply say that everybody is going to have a vaccination that stops the effects of this or that drug. Now, like I mentioned a moment ago, the courts have already upheld vaccinations. These drugs are actually being described as vaccinations. So there's one that's called the cocaine vaccination. When it's given to somebody, they don't feel the effects of cocaine, even if they take cocaine. And the belief by the companies that are developing this, which is largely funded by the government, is that essentially desire for drugs can be medicated out of a person.
Well, now, why would they do that, Richard, when we believe that possibly some governments are behind this incredible drug push? Not to do away with it, but to use it illicitly.
Well, I think that the motivations that may underlie drug prohibition are not monolithic. There's a lot of things going on here. Everything from the fact that there's a huge amount of money made selling the drugs, there's a huge amount of money made policing the drugs, there's a huge amount of money made in the court system and in housing prisoners. It's now turned into a private industry that's one of the biggest growing, fastest growing in the country. So I think that the idea that we may have drugs that block the effects of illegal drugs, and I like to call these neurocops, I think that that actually plays on both sides. It's still, the drug war can still go on. Everything can happen that's been happening. But now we add another layer to it, which is pharmaceutical companies, which can generate new drugs that the government can then help to subsidize, and which can, depending on, you know, how grim of a scenario you want to paint, be used in coercive, potentially in coercive modes. For instance, you know, 700,000 people a year are arrested now on marijuana offenses. Well, in the future, instead of going to spend, you know, any amount of time, even a few weekends in jail as a result of an arrest for marijuana, the court may say, look, either you can go to jail for 6 months, which is a standard misdemeanor time period for punishment of a marijuana offense, or, you know, instead of going to prison for jail for 6 months, you can take this little drug that we're going to give you, and that way it makes sure that even if you do smoke marijuana, you're not going to feel the effects. Well, most people who are presented with an option like that are going to choose to take the drug. So what we can walk ourselves into under a scenario,
and I bet they have to come in and get it, because we're not going to trust just giving a vial of pills to somebody to take it home.
Absolutely. These drugs will not. You'll be heavily monitored when you're taking these. So what we can find ourselves in is a situation where the government has now found a way to give us particular drugs that actually prevent certain types of cognitive modes of thinking. And that is a very, very bad precedent for us to start walking down that road, given all the other technologies that we're about to confront. We think that at the CCLE that the government ought to stand way back when it comes to having any kind of direct pharmacological or technological power to manipulate or limit the way that somebody thinks. And these drugs, because they're being brought in through sort of the huge machine that is now designed to police drugs and all of the public fear over illegal drugs, are easy to sell to the public. It's easy to say, hey, look, why wouldn't we want somebody who's been arrested on marijuana charges to have a medicine that's going to help them to overcome this shortcoming? And by doing so, set a precedent for the government medicating people's minds to reduce the possibility of entering into some of these different states that the government doesn't want us to enter into.